International Women's Day this weekend. It's about celebrating the achievements, all types of achievements of women. So you must be very proud of what you've achieved with Walk the Walk and the Moonwalks over the last 23 years.
I'm incredibly proud of what Walk the Walk has achieved. I'm very proud that I had a very crazy idea. But I think that, you know, really it wouldn't exist without the thousands of women and men, but the thousands of women that have had that bravery and courage, really, to go, oh, I'm going to go and do this. And I think that's what makes women so incredibly special. They probably don't stop and think too much about some things that they should before they do it. And probably the moonwalk in its early days was one of those things. But yeah, I'm continually proud when I see how much the moonwalk and how Walk indeed has empowered women in very, very different ways. You know, of course, when we first started, it was all about raising money, and it was all going out with this crazy idea to raise money. And what became evident very, very quickly was what it meant to so many women, different ages, different walks of life and different situations. But it was that overall empowerment that was, the moonwalk was giving them a step to other things. And I think one of the most common common letters and sort of emails of recent times is that feeling that by doing this event, it made them realise actually they could do other things. And I love that. I love the money we raise and I love the events, but I love the empowerment that people take away with them.
For a lot of people, maybe even signing up for the moonwalk is life-changing.
I think it is, because, you know, when you're standing on the finish line and you see the people coming across, they're not athletes. You know, they're not bounding along, you know, sort of muscle-bound. Many of them are probably people that had never even owned a pair of trainers. Certainly a lot of people, they're underestimating what they were taking on. But once they'd committed to it, very determined and very committed to finishing, even though I'm sure a lot of them, when they cross the finish line, you know, you hear those magical words, never again. And then about, you know, a shower and a good sleep and a good meal later, they're going, oh, that was great, you know, what can I do now? And that's one of the things that I've always loved, is the fact that it's encouraged people to see their lives differently and their abilities differently. And I think especially, you know, sometimes for women, when they have families, jobs, husbands, demands, I think we are very good at putting our own achievements on the back burner and our own ambitions on the back burner. And so to go out on a certain day, very specific day, and go and walk 26 miles and get a medal at the end of it, if you achieve it, it's suddenly like an eye-opener for a lot of women. And it's sort of like, wow, oh, I've done this. You know, what else could I do? And I find that really exciting.
To somebody who's thinking about signing up maybe for the first time, how would you describe the moonwalk to them?
Well, I think the whole experience is a very lovely circle. I think it's a very, very personal goal, and that can be for all sorts of challenges, whether it's because people have existing conditions or whether it's because they've never done anything like this before. There can be a whole mountain of different reasons. But I think that there's the very personal goal. And then along with that, you have lots and lots of people raising money with a united aim. So everybody taking part in a Walk the Walk challenge is raising money for us. And I think that, you know, when you see somebody walking away from the finish line with their medal and their achievement, what they don't see is where, you know, where the money goes, the people they'll never meet benefiting from that money. And it's a really lovely circle of so many people benefiting from one single night in so many different ways.
In terms of your own story, you hadn't done a marathon either until 1996.
Good heavens, no.
Now done 20 in New York alone and dozens over the years. I mean, how has that empowered you doing all those marathons over the years?
A marathon is not something that I ever thought I would do. But I have to say, I love it. I love, first of all, having to get to that condition. You know, going out and walking, I love walking. I don't need an incentive to do it. But like everybody, if I don't have a goal to work towards, there's always something that kind of gets in the way. So I book my walking in, like meetings. And I love how my body starts to feel as I start to walk, you know, and get ready for a marathon. And it's just really great to have that extra energy and to feel good about myself. And then, you know, as I get older, you know, I didn't even think about it 20 years ago. But as I get older, I sort of think, oh, my goodness, I'm still walking marathons. And people quite often say to me, but, you know, why are you doing this? You really don't need to do it. You know, I perhaps could be crocheting blankets instead. And my answer is simply, I do it because I can. And I have had injuries. You know, I've had a hip fracture in the past. I've had various things that have prevented me from moving very fast at all, broken ankles and things like that. And I have to say, I've never, ever wanted to move so much in my life as when you cannot move. So I think for me, it is such a freedom. And I love the fact that I have the choice, that I can go, yeah, I'd love to go and do the New York Marathon, and be able to sign up and go and do it. And it's really about testing your body. And I think, you know, in life, we all have times when I had breast cancer where you feel like your body's really letting you down and you don't have control over that. So this is something you can control. It's something really enjoyable. It brings people together. Walking together is so much more fun. And why wouldn't you want to do it? You know, and at the end, you get a fabulous medal. So, yeah, I'm addicted, and I confess. But I think it's just a really great way to keep fit. And when I was doing the New York Marathon several years ago, there's two individuals who I don't know who they are, but have stayed with me. One was walking for Achilles' heel, and he only had one leg, and he went past me. And the other gentleman was an Asian gentleman who was well into his 90s. I did go past him. But he was really doing fantastic. And, you know, quite often I hear younger women say, oh, I don't know if I could do a marathon. And I think, you know what? These two individuals stay in my mind. If a 90-year-old man and a man with one leg go do a marathon, anyone can do it. So, yeah, I'll just keep walking as long as I can. Or, you know, why not? That's what I say. And I have a great time everywhere I go. And it's just great fun.
Fantastic.